Hi, welcome to My Gaming Soul, where I will talk about my gaming experiences. Well, hello from Nuka World. Fallout 4's new DLC, Nuka World, is officially out. So I was one of the few that was chosen to do beta testing for this new DLC. Anyways, I'm going to talk to you about my experiences with Nuka World. From what little bit that was shown by the developers on their Twitch stream, they let you know that to get to Nuka World, a quest line comes up if you're level 30 or higher. And then that's when you go to the train station to get to Nuka World. So at the train station, you will meet some gunners, and after you like kill them all, then you go into the train station and you come across this guy named Paul B. He basically sits there and tells you this whole story about how these raiders have captured his family. And they're making him like lure people in to Nuka World, or if you don't do it, they will kill his family. So, yeah. After you get done having some conversation with him, you get off the train to Nuka World. And after coming to Nuka World, you're stuck having to do this gauntlet. So, yeah. When I first started, I was level 75, and yeah, it was pretty, like, a little bit hard for me. So imagine, like, if you're, like, a level 30, yeah, you need to bring, like, lots of ammo, and lots of steam packs, and other, like, health items, that way you make sure you don't die. So, we come toward the end of the gauntlet. This guy named Gage, he helps you out in defeating the overboss, Colto. So, Gage tells you, he's like, oh, go find this, gun. And it's, like, the thirst sapper. It's, like, the water gun. So, after, killing that culture, you become the new overboss of Nuka World. And that's when, after doing that, I gotta check out my new little digs in the top of Nuka World, called, like, Piss Grill. Yeah, it's the top of the, mountain in the center of the Nuka World. So, after that, I went and talk to the leaders of the three different games. The games are like Disciples, Operators, and the Pack. Now, my impressions from like the three different games is the Disciples are more, they're like okay game, but they're like more into like the fighting, and they like to torture the people. Well, like, the operators are kind of cool and stuff. They seem to be more interested in, like, just making caps and just a regular fighting type raiding stuff that, raiders usually do. And then there's, like, the Pack. It's like, yeah, the Pack is, like, a little weird to me because they seem like they want to be dressed up as animals. And their little area in Nuka Town is like the zoo part, and they like to basically keep animals in cages and like pit the animals against each other and all that. So yeah, I was like, yeah, let me stay away from them because just like, yeah, like all that animal cruelty. And they're just kind of weird with how they're dressing up as like animals and all that. Basically, the whole point of Nuka World is go to the different, like, areas of the park and clear them out and claim them for, like, whatever game you want to take over that area. And if you don't want to go that route, there's, like, an alternative quest thing to kill the leaders of the games. So, but like, if you start killing like leaders, apparently, like the other leaders, like, yeah, kind of turn on you. So, first I went to Galactic Zone. This is where, like, you get the robots. And they're like the little enemies of the area. So, part of the Galactic Zone is you have to sit there and find these things called Star Cores. Like, there's like 35 of them all throughout the park. And you need like 20 of them to fix the mainframe. And then, to get all 35 of them, that's when you get this X01 power armor that's actually in the Galactic Zone that's sealed up till you actually get all 35. So, let's see. Also, you need to power up Nuka World to get the last Star Core that's in the whole entire park, because in the last one is in the Galactic Zone, like on the second level up, that's above where you have to fix the mainframe. But to get to it, have to take the elevator, and the elevator is out because of the lack of power to the park and all that. So, after clearing out the Galactic Zone, I gave it to the disciples. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, for that, I meant to give it to operators, because like I like them better, and for some reason like I like kind of mixed up disciples and operators. Yeah, mind you, this like the first like hour or two of like playing, and yeah, I wasn't sure on who was who, but yeah. So, but come to find out though, that once you give a certain area to the one game, yeah, to one game, you can't like sit there and change it to like another game, which is like, yeah, which sucks in a way. I don't know if it was just a bug to do, or they meant to make it like that to just do it. So it's probably better make sure you know which game you want to give what part of the Nuka World to. And then next I went to Dry Rock Glint. I don't know, the place where they have all these like little tremor looking things, which they call blood worms. Yeah, blood worms. And they have some little flying bugs and big ants though, as well. So basically he has to then clear that area out of all the little bugs and tremors and all that. And it also had a queen blood wall. And yeah, that was expected to be one thing, but it's not. After clearing that area out, I gave it to the operators. Then I did some traveling around the park, and I met with these herbologists who believed in UFOs. To me, they kind of sounded like the Scientologists of Nuka World. So they sit there and they want Dana. She wants these five, like, astronaut suits that you can find in the galactic zone. So once you have those five astronaut suits, go back, give it to Dana, and she and the rest of the little herbologists take you to the junkyard where you find some robots and some more bugs and all that good little stuff. And then after you're done with that, go to the Dana. She asks for 3 fusion cores to power up this UFO ride thing. And you can either go to this fuse box and you can either put in 3 or 4 fusion cores. It depends upon how much you put in there, get like a different result. And I put in 4 of them. And let's just say, yeah, you kill them by doing that. It's kind of weird how they die, but. And I never found out what happens if you get 3 because I didn't save before I put in the fusion cores. So, yeah. After dealing with the biologist, I did some more exploring around the local world. And I even did a couple of quests for the Raiders. Like, I think one for the Disciples and a couple for the Operators. And for those, like, yeah, they want you to go back into the Commonwealth. And it was mostly, like, killing super mutants, or placing a collar on them, or just, like, sitting there rendezvousing with, like, a little group of, raiders and getting some supplies. Where you sit there and kill, some, like, gunners or other raiders or, like, whoever. So, after I did that, I went back to Nuka World and got into the Nuka Cave, where they have all those games at. And, like, throughout the park, they have, like, a whole bunch of tickets and tokens and pre-war money that you can sit there and use in Nuka Cave. And, they have, like, different prizes and stuff. I managed to get a paddle ball, and I modded it to be electrified. Yeah, electrified. But I haven't tested it out yet. Let's see. Then I went to Kitty Kingdom. Well, they have these misters that shoot out like radiation. So like bring like a lot of medics and that away with you. And they have ghouls that are painted. So yeah, you get to deal with ghouls in Kitty Kingdom. And they have this one ghoul. He is Oswald. He does this magic stuff. And with that, I think I came across a bug or something. Or I did something that I wasn't supposed to do. Cause at first I went into the theater, which I guess is like okay or whatever. Go with the first time. And you know, sit there and like talk his little thing, and he does like a little couple magic tricks, and then you like fight him. And then like when you think that you got him killed, he like disappears, and then it's like you're supposed to go to the couple other places like the funhouse and the tunnels. So I went to the funhouse, and after clearing that out, I had went back into the theater, which I'm probably thinking that I should have done now, maybe. But I went back and I fought him again, because he was doing the same little bit that he was doing like the first time I went in there. And like, yeah, I shot him. Like, I mean, it seemed like I killed him, or pretty much almost killed him a couple times. But then it's like I just left out of there. And then like at that point, it's like I just left Kitty Kingdom alone for a while. And I went to the safari, I'm gonna call it safari zone. You know, it's probably safari whatever else. But there you get to help this Kaito defeat these monsters that they call Gator Claws. So yeah. So it's like basically these big alligators. It's almost, yeah, I want to say they're as hard as the Death Claws, but almost. But this Kaito, he reminds me of kind of like a mixture of Tarzan and Clem from the Vortec DLC. And his family is, yeah, his family is some gorillas. Yeah, so that was fun. And then after clearing out the safari zone, I gave it to the operators. But yeah, Kaito, he was kind of funny doing it. He was like, it's like Kaito likes new friends. Kaito gets to make new friends. It's funny how he was seemed all happy about making new friends and all that. Let's see. Then I went to the World of Refreshments area. This is where they have the Blue River of Quantum running through it. And here is what they have, Mile Books, which they call Info Books here. And some are salt charms. So you have to sit there and clear out the inside of the building and the outside of the building before you can claim it for a game. And let's just say, yeah, when you do the outside, yeah, you're gonna be like surprised to see what's there. Because when I seen it come up, I was like, oh my god. I was about ready to start crying because it's bad enough I had all these Nuka-looks and Nuka-look hunters and like a Nuka-look teens, and now I want to come and get me. Yes, they had a Nuka-look queen coming out. I was crying. And that's when I started to want to cry, and I was like, oh my god, how am I going to do that? But yeah, I managed to kill him all. So, and then I gave the World of Refreshments to the operators. So after that, I went to Kitty Kingdom again. And I think that's when I went searching through the tunnels. And then I went back. And went back to the theater. And that's why I'm basically stuck at now. Because I can't find that Oswald guy in the theater, even though, like, in the quest line for the Kitty Kingdom, it's like, has all the little sections marked, and it's in there making it sound like, oh, it's like, I have to go find Oswald back in the Kitty Court, which is, like, the theater. I was like, so I'm sitting here looking for him, and I can't find him, and there is this elevator that's in the theater, but it's not working. It says it's inaccessible, which is like different from like usual. Like, oh, the power's out in the nuclear war. You need to turn it back on. So basically, I'm stuck. Kitty Kingdom and claiming it, and that's like my last little area of the park I have to claim for one of the games. So from what I have seen in the forum on Bethesda from the other beta testers, it's like, I'm guessing they sit there and, like, after you claim, like, all of the park, that's when you go to the Commonwealth and then start your little raiding the different settlements and all that stuff. So, yeah. So I get that part fixed with the Kitty Kingdom. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of stuck. And, I guess after that, I think after you claim 3 different settlements in the Commonwealth, that's when supposedly a quest comes up to turn on the power for Nuka World. But I have seen some people say that if you go to the power plant, there was this way to kind of turn on the power without the quest or whatever. And I went to the power plant. And yeah, sadly, no. It didn't work for me. So, some way I'm gonna have to find a quest to make it to where I can turn on the power. Because when I went to the power plant to turn it on, to press the button to turn on the power, it was locked and you had to get a key. And it's like, I don't know where the key is. But they do have like this window by the button that you have to press. And there's like this ledge. And if you like jump on the ledge by the window, you can press the button to turn it on from like the window basically. And yeah, I tried it that way and it's like, yeah, that'll work. And supposedly, another way to get the quest to turn on the power if you don't do the, what's it, 3 outposts in the settlement, in the Commonwealth, is if you sit there and kill the leaders of the games, or at least one of them. That's when supposedly the power plant quest comes up. But it's like you kill one of them, supposedly the other leaders and games will sit there and like basically hate you type of thing. I don't know. It's like I don't want to kill the I don't want to kill any of the leaders, whatever. Even though it would be nice to kill the pack leader. But I don't want the other two games to hate me though. Let's see. But from what I've seen in Nuka World so far, there is a Nuka T-51 power armor in the World of Refreshments. There is the XO1 power armor in the Galactic Zone. That's a locked away till you can fix the mainframe. And then I have seen a suit of XO1 armor, but it only had 2 pieces to it, like the torso and the helmet, I think. But I don't remember where I seen it. And then, there's another set of XO1 power armor, except for the left leg, and that is, you know, this little, it's in this house that you discover that's on the map, and it's near the little town of Bradperton. It's in the northern part of the map. And then the power plant, it has a full set of XO1 power armor. And then, there's also a Nuka with a red rocket stop, gas station thing that can be made into the workshop. But you need to turn on the power to the park in order to get the workshop to actually start working. But you can use it to repair your power armor, so you change the power back on. But yeah, that is so far my experience with Nuka World so far. So hopefully I can have more on that later. So thanks and bye. Thanks for listening to My Gaming Soul. You can follow me on Twitter at MyGamingSoul1. And you can also find me on my website at MyGamingSoul.wordpress.com. There I would also have links to my Facebook page at Facebook.com/MyGamingSoul. And also my YouTube page at My Gaming Soul. So till next time, bye.